You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So in a world first, a New Zealand study has confirmed that there are microplastics that are present in Ross, in the Ross Island region of Antarctica. Kiwi researchers analysed fresh snow from 19 sites, finding an average concentration of 29 microplastic particles per litre of melted snow. These microplastics most likely came from plastic products used at local scientific research stations. However, this team's modelling also suggests their origin could have been up to 6,000 kilometres away. I spoke to Dr. Holly Winton, a research fellow in Antarctic ice core climatology from the Antarctic Research Centre at the Victoria University of Wellington, on the matter. Here she is now. So the first microplastics were found in the Antarctic snow recently. Could you tell me a bit about the study and what was found on Ross Island?
Yeah, sure. So our colleagues down at University of Canterbury collected a whole lot of snow samples from surrounding Ross Island in the Ross Sea. This is where the Scott Base, New Zealand Base, and the Large American Station are. And in those snow samples, they detected a whole range of different polymers, different sizes of microplastics, different colours and shapes. And they found those in every single sample, which was a bit sad, but I guess not totally unexpected now that microplastics are found in every continent on Earth, but also in the ocean atmosphere and the terrestrial environment.
These microplastics most likely came from plastic products used at local scientific research stations. Some also suggest that they could have been from around 6,000 kilometres away. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so absolutely, there's really good evidence that the plastics could have been sourced locally, especially because they picked up a lot of fibres that would seem they came from polar clothing. So we wear polar fleece and synthetic materials to stay warm in Antarctica, and the particles and the microplastics in the snow samples could well have been sourced from those. They could have also come from bits of plastic that have come off larger plastic items, and over time plastic becomes quite brittle with sunlight and breaks down. And we can't also rule out the fact that they could have come from southern hemisphere cities, Australia, New Zealand, South America. We know mineral dust is transported from those places and reaches Antarctica, and so at the moment we can't rule out that those places are also contributing to microplastic contamination of Antarctica.
Is the impacts of nano and microplastics still in its infancy in terms of research?
Particularly in the Southern Ocean and Antarctica, we have very, very few measurements. They have been detected in snow now, which is what the study showed. Also in the atmosphere, we've seen particle. We collected filters on ships, and also in sea ice, so that's frozen seawater. And microplastics have been found there, both in Antarctica and in the Arctic. And for the sea ice, it's quite sad because sea ice is a really important habitat for algae, but also krill, which are a really important species for higher predators in the Southern Ocean. And so they can be ingested by marine life.
Yeah, so now based on these findings, do you think there needs to be a bit more light shed on the importance of understanding how much and where the microplastics are coming from and how they're making their way to the continent and possibly how they're impacting marine life?
Yeah, absolutely. We need more measurements to do that, to understand how they're transported. They can be transported in the ocean and the atmosphere, and we have massive data gaps. So for sure, that's the absolute first step to understand how widespread the problem is. But also at the same time, I think we have the opportunity to act now and to try limit that transport, especially from New Zealand. And we do a really good job in Antarctica of being careful about what materials we do take down there. But there are obviously more opportunities now is the time to think about how we can limit that transport.
Yeah, now is it quite concerning that microplastics are being found in every environment and a lot of ecosystems, or most ecosystems around the world?
It is concerning. They're toxic, and microplastics persist for a very long time. They don't break down like normal, like other contaminants, and so they can you know, that will, a plastic bottle, for instance, might take 100 years to break down, and it breaks down into smaller fragments, and then those fragments can stay around forever. So it is very concerning.
Are there any long-term studies or more research being done on this matter?
Definitely our colleagues at Canterbury are continuing to fill those data gaps in Antarctica and the Southern Ocean by collecting more samples. And so I'm an ice core scientist, and I think it would be really interesting to look at the history of microplastic contamination and deposition in snow in Antarctica and see if the study was just a one-off, or have microplastics been sort of invading Antarctica, if you like, for some time. So there's lots of opportunities here to do more research and to really find out about the history of microplastic contamination in Antarctica and the Southern Ocean.
And last question, do you think this highlights the need for the UN's global treaty to ban plastic pollution, and could we see that discussed at some point in the future?
Oh yeah, I mean, this is just further evidence. We quite often think of Antarctica as being the last untouched place, the last pristine place on Earth, and it is pretty sad to see these results. So absolutely.
That was Dr. Holly Winton, a research fellow in Antarctic ice core climatology at the Antarctic Research Centre at Victoria University of Wellington, speaking about microplastic found in Antarctica.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.